VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Members of the United Auto Workers Union are on strike against General Motors as the two sides remain far apart on the terms of a new contract. AP's Rita Foley reports on what the strike means for car buyers.
Experts say GM has enough vehicles on dealer lots to last about 77 days. That's well above the industry average. But the number of available Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs that generate the big money, are well below the industry average, they say. A strike means GM isn't making vehicles or parts in the U.S., and probably not in Canada or Mexico either. Bottom line, a lingering strike means down the road there'll be fewer vehicles for consumers to choose from on dealer lots. I'm Rita Foley.
And the union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed